one little girl from Kathmandu that I was working with, she had to take 4 planes, and she lived in a little village, didn't have running water, and now is in a city. When she had to write it in her journal about her trip to the United States and what it was like and what she remembered. And the thing that she thought was the best thing ever was ketchup. And she thought that ketchup was, she ate all of her ketchup and her parents' ketchup and her sister's ketchup. And just, she thought it was a type of chutney that was just, you know, one of the best inventions ever. She was a fantastic little girl. I loved working with her.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Jen Green. She is one of the winners of the Circle of Joy Award. And I'm really happy to have her here and have her share her consistent focus on gratitude and how she's using gratitude to make life more beautiful and to see those things that are positive in spite of other things that might be happening that are seemingly negative. Jen, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hi, Georgian. Thank you for having me. It's been a real honor to be selected.
My pleasure. It's one of the things that we love doing, me and Justin, rewarding the people that are practicing gratitude consistently. And I'm really happy to have you here. And it's a great opportunity for us to explore gratitude and to share ideas with our listeners about how you are able to keep being so consistent with this practice. So firstly, let us know a little bit more about you.
I'm a mom. I've got 3 college-age students. And I've been married for almost 30 years. I'm an accountant, and I've been a working mom for, you know, ever, it seems like. Oh. My father was career military, and he was a linguist, and I wound up moving all over the United States as a child. I got to meet lots of interesting people. My dad spoke 3 languages, which is very unusual in the United States. got to meet lots of different people from lots of different cultures, and it was a great childhood, I think. I've been, the past few years, my family's had a few health issues, which has been challenging. I've always felt like I've had to work, you know, I've always worked and always had results. So if there was a problem, I could work through it and get through the results. But health is a different ballgame. You know, you can't have control over those things. So that has been a learning experience for me. Those were the challenges that brought me to focusing on gratitude. Generally, I've been a pretty positive person most of my life, but when you have those types of challenges that you don't have any control over, it can bring you into a kind of a dark place.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And I think it's a really beautiful way of responding to them, focusing on gratitude and looking for ways in which you can stay and become even more grateful. Let us know a little bit how you got started. I know that you had these family health issues. How did you start your journey? How did you decide to focus on gratitude?
In the past, the things that have helped me when I've had challenges was, working out and meditating, and just doing those things didn't help me. I started looking for other things that could help me focus on being positive. And I found the 365 gratitude app. I read about gratitude journaling in the past, and I tried doing it, but writing, just writing on paper didn't seem to help. But when I found the app, it really helped me become more consistent with focusing on things to be grateful for, and having a prompt every morning when I look into it, made me not think about other things that would, all of the actually simple things that I have to be grateful for. It really helped me develop a consistent practice.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I've seen in my own experience that gratitude is very helpful with cultivating resilience. Like, even though we have challenges, even though some things aren't working in our life the way we thought they would work or we hoped they would work, the fact that we have this practice is really helpful in staying positive and dealing with those situations better, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Just being reminded that, it's going outside and it's a beautiful day, or I can go into any faucet in my house and turn on water, not have to haul water. I live in a safe neighborhood. I can walk my dog and I don't have to worry about anything. I had a great career, and I've been able to support my family. I've gotten to travel. A lot of people don't get to travel, and I've gotten to see a large part of the world. Those are all fantastic things that I'm grateful for. I do some volunteer work with refugee kids that come in to, there's a school that has a lot of refugee children that come in, and they speak probably 35 languages, and all of those kids are so very grateful for the where they're living now, and so happy, and that, I think, getting to spend time with kids that aren't in the are truly coming from probably the worst circumstances, and they're, as far as the where they're living now, it's 100 times better than where they came from, and it's still very simple, and they're very grateful, and they're grateful to see me every week, and that makes me very happy too. But sometimes it's the littlest things, reading to a kid, going outside. Doesn't have to be super fancy things that you do. It can be really actually very simple things that can be the best things.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love the fact that you've actually anticipated a question that I was about to ask. What do you write in your gratitude journal? And I think these are some great examples, and you also offered a very beautiful idea, like firstly volunteering, and the other one was volunteering and going to places where there are grateful people, like the children that are grateful for being in the US and for having so many opportunities that they wouldn't have had where they came from. And seeing that gratitude inspires you to feel grateful and to see the world that you live in a different way.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that the kids do, and they actually, it's really surprising to me how fast they learn. I'm working with them with learning English and reading. The one little girl from Kathmandu that I was working with, she had to take 4 planes, and she lived in a little village, didn't have running water or was in a farm, and now is in a city, and when she had to write it in her journal about her trip to the United States and what it was like and what she remembered, and the thing that she thought was the best thing ever was ketchup, and she thought that ketchup was, she ate all of her ketchup and her parents' ketchup and her sister's ketchup, and just she thought it was a type of chutney that was just, you know, one of the best inventions ever. she was a fantastic little girl. I loved working with her. But when you hear stuff like that, it makes you realize, hey, wait a second, you know, it can be little things. It can be little things that make you happy. I think for me, if I'm having a rough time, when I'm writing my gratitude journal, I will write, you know, I try to just take a step back and think, well, you know what? I slept well last night. You know, that one, that's an easy thing to be grateful for. And since I slept well, I'll be able to function well. I'll be able to think clearly today, and work through the things that I need to at work, and be able to analyze things. I use a lot of math in my work, and a lot of things that are, I'm having to work with things that, where information is missing. So it's always like a puzzle. And if I don't sleep well, you know, I can't think well. And so I can always be grateful for a good night's sleep. I'm always grateful for a great cup of coffee in the morning. That's an easy one. I love reading the newspaper every morning. I'm very grateful for the newspaper man who delivers the newspaper to my home. So there's a couple of things I can be very easily grateful for. You know, and sometimes it's things that are off the charts great. You know, my daughter got married. That was a fabulous thing to be grateful for. And she's married to a wonderful man. And who can be, you can't not be happy about your child being happy and having met and married someone that they're happy to be with. I think once you start focusing on things to be grateful for, the list of things can be endless. You know, there's a lot to be grateful for.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned sleep, having a waking up rested. It's easy to forget it, but whenever you wake up tired and you hadn't had a good night's sleep, then you realize how amazing it actually is to wake up and be rested and feel great about the day and having energy to tackle everything. And that's why one of these small things can, just by realizing it, can make us really grateful.
Right.
But I also wanted to ask you if you want to mention some people in your life that you're grateful for.
I'm very grateful for my family. I have a wonderful husband who I met very serendipitously when I was in college. I have great kids. All 3 of them are very different, and they're very interesting, and they're turning into wonderful people. They're fun to be around. I get to do different things with all 3 of them, and it's always fun. I'm grateful to my parents. My dad has been, he's always been this very calm, rock. Very interesting man. My mom is always a frenetic ball of energy that was all over the place, but was always there. She was always there. Very grateful for them. And my sisters, I have fantastic siblings.
Wonderful, wonderful. I could feel the gratitude as you were talking about them, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear the wonderful words that you have for your family, and I'm really grateful that you shared this with us. And since we are nearing the end of our time together, I'm curious if you want to share a message with our listeners, like why should they cultivate this habit of being grateful, and what should they expect as a result of it?
Well, I think one of the things that's that I think has been wonderful about this particular habit is that it's a great reminder that there is such a thing as having enough, cultivating it, even if you're going through difficult times, and everyone goes through difficult times. Actually, you can handle it. And that's what gratitude has helped me. It's helped me understand that there is such a thing as enough, and you can get through the difficult times. And maybe the difficult times aren't quite as bad as you really think they are.
Wow. I love this. I love this. It's really beautiful perspective and very empowering one, because when we go through these difficult times, we feel weak. We don't feel that we can be bigger than the difficulties. We feel small when we see them. And having this perspective, I feel, is very empowering and very it really just feels very good.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing your gratitude and your beautiful tips with us. And I'm really happy that you are one of the people in the world that is living with gratitude in her heart, and that you're sharing it with other people. So thank you,
Georgian.
Hey, gratitude seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.